Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told House lawmakers Wednesday the Department of Agriculture is ending the Farmers to Families Food Box program. Vilsack told the House Ag Appropriations Committee during a hearing that the current program had a lot of problems.
There was a significant difference of administrative costs. In some cases, people were charged a tremendous amount just to fill the boxes. There was an inadequate accounting of where the boxes were actually delivered. There was a lot of food waste and loss that we uncovered as a result of these listening sessions.
The USDA announced a new pandemic aid program on Monday to help make up for the Farmers to Families Food Box program. The program purchased U.S. commodities and food for distribution to the public. Many growers might not think weeds are a factor that can impact corn yield. Dean Grossnickel, Agronomy Services Representative with Syngenta, says higher yield potential really starts with early season weed control.
These weeds do impact corn in a lot of different ways, but weeds present at corn emergence are an immediate source of stress and cause corn to enact a series of defensive measures. Corn stalks will grow taller, and also those weeds will grow wider to better compete for sunlight, which will also reject the sun's rays. Additionally, corn leaves grow parallel to the row versus out into the row to avoid competing directly for sunlight. Unfortunately, really, this alignment is not optimal for absorbing sunlight, and these changes can negatively impact yield over time and may not be able to overcome that with a post-emergence weed control.
Dr. Bill Johnson, a professor of weed science with Purdue University, says loss of nitrogen to weeds can impact yield.
It's really important early in the year to have clean fields when the corn comes up, because there's two things that happen. Number one, it's competing for nutrients and water. So most of the time in the eastern corn belt, we have wet springs, and so the moisture is not an issue. However, you do have that competition for nitrogen. It only takes about 10 pounds or so of nitrogen in the above ground biomass to see an effect of corn yield on the end of the year. If supplemental nitrogen is not applied, if supplemental nitrogen is applied, many times you can overcome that early season competition for nitrogen.
The Department of Agriculture this week announced the availability of more than $330 million as part of the Pandemic Assistance for Producers program. The funding includes $169.9 million for the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, $75 million for the Gus Schumacher Nutrition Incentive Program grantees, and approximately $80 million in payments to the domestic users of upland and extra-long staple cotton. The funding will aid in the development of new markets for U.S. agricultural products. This is Inside Agriculture.